And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the American Heart Association Delaware, we have its Executive Director, David Morris. David, welcome.
Thank you, Laura.
Let's get started right away. Give me that elevator speech. What's the American Heart Association?
Sure. Thanks, Laura. So the American Heart Association was founded in 1924, actually, by six cardiologists who were looking to change what they had described as, and I quote, almost an unbelievable ignorance about heart disease. In the early days, it was really mostly a professional society for doctors. However, in 1948, things really changed when the American Heart Association transformed from a scientific society to a voluntary health organization comprised of volunteers and supported by professional staff. And that was a key year for the American Heart Association because, honestly, that was the first year that we awarded any research grants. Since that date, we have now awarded over $4 billion in research studying cardiovascular disease and stroke. That includes 13 Nobel Prize winners and breakthroughs in cardiovascular and stroke treatment and prevention. You think about defibrillators. We did that. Pacemakers. We did that too. CPR techniques. Yeah, that was the American Heart Association as well. But we're not only the American Heart Association, we're also the American Stroke Association as well. A lot of people don't think about the severity and the deaths that are caused by cardiovascular disease and stroke. In fact, one in three Americans will die from cardiovascular disease. It is the number one cause of death in the United States.
And so many of us, because we see at certain times of the year, you'll see other diseases being, talked about, more prominent, et cetera. And everybody thinks, oh, we're going to die of this cancer. We're going to die of this or that. And it's really heart disease and cardiovascular disease that is taking more of us.
True. In fact, cardiovascular disease claims more lives than all forms of cancer combined. And stroke, while stroke previously had been the number three cause of death in the United States, is now we've gotten it down to number five. We're making progress. However, it is still the number one cause of disability amongst people worldwide, and it is still the number three cause of death worldwide.
And it's affecting women more and more. It's affecting children more and more. We're getting younger, et cetera, and displaying this. And you just hit on something there about disability. When you think about heart disease or strokes, et cetera, you think about that's an end game. But no, there are people living debilitated lives thanks to this.
Correct. And that's the one thing. You hit on a really key point for us there with the American Heart and American Stroke Association that unfortunately these diseases do not discriminate. It is all folks of all ages, sizes, races, nationality, really cardiovascular disease and stroke really does not discriminate. I just talked to a volunteer yesterday who was, and this is really sad, but she was as a small child playing with her 4-year-old brother, and he had an undiagnosed heart condition, and they were outside and he died. It's shocking, really. 4 years old, cardiovascular disease does not discriminate. And we're out there trying to fight that good fight, both here in the first state and around the country and really around the world.
Well, you stole my thunder. I was going to ask you about some of your success stories a little bit later on, but you've already hit on a lot of them. So let's move on to, you just alluded to Delaware. What's the situation here in the first state?
Sure. So we really look to transform our community here in Delaware. We are powered around the nation. We have millions of volunteers and supporters each year here in the United States. But here in Delaware, we have an incredibly strong force behind us. One interesting thing that I'll say is that in the spring, we actually executed a community health assessment. What we did was we looked at the health of Delaware up and down the first state. We looked at it by county, by age group, by everything you can think of. And I have to say, the numbers are pretty shocking.
Shocking bad?
Yes, unfortunately. Oh. So, for example, across the board, in terms of the health of Delaware, we have really significant concerns. For example, when you think about our diet as Delawareans, and you think about Sussex County, you think about farms, beaches, and farms, right? Well, unfortunately, Sussex County is essentially what we deem as a food desert. The access to the right foods, fruits, vegetables, and healthy eating is really a concern. You can get to far more convenience stores in Sussex County than you can to a grocery store. And that's something that we're looking to fight here in Delaware. In addition, just our food spending profile as a state is really a key concern. The amount of money that we're spending as a percentage of our food expenditure on fruits and vegetables, which are key to our diet, is really shockingly low here in the state. And conversely, as you can imagine, the amount of money that we're spending on sugary beverages, which is a key component of our diets here in Delaware, is through the roof and much higher than the national average. And in turn, then, we are really struggling with our weight here in the first state of Delaware. Again, I don't mean to be Davy Downer, but we're trying to keep it real here for the folks.
Well, you know what? Scare the heck out of us. Scare the pants off of us, and maybe we will turn things around, because we're going to talk prevention next. So how bad is it? Are we, when we rank it, so weight, we're talking about everything. Continue on. Scare us some more.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Laura, our weight here in the first state, and this is not just to one county, our weight across the state as a whole is a real concern. For example, about 35% of adults nationally are overweight, and about 27% are what's deemed as obese. Here in Delaware, we are in the red and above that 35% and 27% respectively in all three counties. And as you can imagine, that directly relates to our physical activity levels. And that is a huge concern for us here in the first state. Typically, we want to see about 21% of the country has no leisure time or physical activity in terms of adults. We are above that 21% in all three counties here in Delaware. And again, that this all sort of ties together, right? So our rate of diabetes is high across the state. The national average for a rate of diabetes, and this is self-reported, is 9.2%. Here in Delaware, we are up over 9.4% as a state. And in particular, Kent County, sorry guys, you're at 11.6%, and Sussex County, we're at 10.2% of our population has diabetes, and that's just known. Mm-hmm. So much of the state, of the country, of the U.S. population, of the worldwide population, just is not aware of what their numbers are and what a concern that is.
Diabetes comes in all the time. Well, the organization, and they talk about that this is a hidden epidemic for them, for so many people who are not aware that they have diabetes or that they are about to have diabetes. And of course, that plays into your cardiovascular health. That is one of the outcomes of untreated, unmanaged diabetes.
Correct. And the other thing, too, is cholesterol. And again, these are just what's known and reported. We are, again, I sound like I'm saying the same thing over and over, but unfortunately, I mean, the national average for high cholesterol risk is 38%. Here in Delaware, we run, you know, Newcastle County is our lowest. 39% of adults in Newcastle County have high cholesterol, all the way up to 45% in Sussex County. And we're over almost 41% high cholesterol in the state. And again, you know, all of these numbers, the diabetes, obesity, overweight, lack of physical activity, cholesterol, they all lead to poor heart health and a much higher proclivity to suffer a debilitating or possibly death from stroke.
You mentioned that that heart disease and cardiovascular disease does not discriminate. But now, are some of us more inclined to have it? Is it genetic? Is it ethnic? Is it economic that you might have a stronger tendency towards developing a disease?
Ah, great question, Laura. So, unfortunately, yes. Now, I will say that, you know, the American Heart Association has done this great research over many years and determined that 80% of cardiovascular disease and stroke can actually be prevented through 7 simple techniques, and I'll talk about that in a second. However, 20% of our risk factors for cardiovascular disease or stroke are hereditary, our age, our race. And you mentioned socioeconomic climate. And in fact, the social determinants of health are a big focus for the American Heart Association now. Our studies have shown both here in Delaware, as well as nationally and worldwide, that based on someone's socioeconomic standing, your proclivity for cardiovascular disease and stroke rises significantly. And that's a real concern for us. And we're trying to address that. You know, it's really, it's access to the right foods, it's access to physical activity, it's access to proper health care and response. So that is a big concern for us. I'll tell you, to be honest with you, you know, since I took over here with the American Heart Association, I've been much more aware of my 7 factors that I can do to better my risk. However, I'm in that 20%. You know, cardiovascular disease and stroke both are very prevalent in my family. In fact, one of the big reasons why I took this job to oversee this organization here in Delaware is about a year and a half ago, my mother suffered a pretty major cardiovascular event. She was one of the lucky ones who got treatment and survived. She will never be as strong as I think she once was, but that really opened my eyes to the fact that, like we talked about before, that cardiovascular disease does not discriminate. You know, before my mom's event, I always thought about the fact that when you think about heart disease, you think about old men. Right,
you think of somebody over with smokers and overweight people, but it's hidden.
It is, exactly. And you know, it was really amazing to me the fact that 1 in 3 women will suffer a cardiovascular event, and even more shocking than that 1 in 3 number to me about women is the fact that women are 3 times less likely to receive a response or care from a bystander. Yeah. Why is that? You know, maybe it's a touching thing. I can't really say exactly, but it's a concern. And that's one of the things that we're looking to fight here in Delaware and nationally. We need to raise awareness around the fact that everyone is at risk, but everyone can do something about it. You know, I had mentioned these 7 simple techniques that, you know, that we can actually look to fight here in the state of Delaware. So, you know, you're saying, okay, Dave, so you're talking about these 7 things. What can we do?
Yes. Yeah, so
right?
What are the 7?
What are the 7 things? So, number 1, we need to stop smoking. I know, easy for me to say. I will admit, I was a smoker for a long time. but I quit many years ago, and I'm so glad that I did. And it took help. And that's what the Heart Association, we are there to help. You need support. You can't do it alone. The American Heart Association here in Delaware and nationally, we are here to help. And I will tell you that you will feel better. I know it sounds like I'm preaching, and maybe I am. But we smoke too much in Delaware. 1 in 5 Delawareans still smokes to this day. And while that's better than it used to be, it used to be as high as 45% of Delawareans smoked years ago, but 1 in 5 now still smoke, and we can do something about that. So that's factor number 1. Number 2, blood pressure, and really knowing your numbers. You know, when I say, you know, blood pressure, our blood pressure here in the state of Delaware is extremely high. And I'll tell you that I have high blood pressure. I am someone that I was not aware of my numbers before I started working with the American Heart Association. And I'm so glad that I do, because the first step in fighting high blood pressure is really knowing that you have high blood pressure.
And this is, and here we go into that old stereotype. I looked at you and I gasped when you said that you were a smoker, because you're lean, you're young, you look like a physical fitness nut.
I do run. I try to stay active, but you know, there are things that I can do to be better.
Mm-hmm.
High cholesterol runs in my family.
Is that number three?
It is. So cholesterol is number three. And also, so I know my numbers now. I'm aware of it. I'm seeing my primary care physician, and I'm staying on top of my blood pressure and my cholesterol. And I think that that's really important. Physical activity, I talked about that before. That's another one of the seven, Life Simple Seven, we call it, with the American Heart Association. You know, we've got to get active. One in three U.S. adults is not engaging in physical activity. And it's hard. I know it. It's really hard to get moving, to get active. If I could give people one tip for physical activity, do something you like. Do something that's fun. And the number two tip for it, to get active, is find a buddy, find a friend. You know, to be honest with you, if you hate running, don't run. Don't pick that as your activity, right? If you really love, if you find it fun to play tennis, or maybe you really find it fun to run, or maybe you like riding bikes. My wife, she's a health nut. She loves to exercise. She loves classes, you know, and she has friends that she does it with, and they text each other in the morning. You come into class this morning. And they really, that's key. You know, that is a huge motivating factor for people to find something you like to do and get active.
So what's number five?
Right. Weight. Watching your weight, controlling your weight. You know, and again, some of this all works together. It all sort of fits together. You know, if you're another one of the factors, number six, I'll jump a little bit ahead, but is nutrition. Watching what we're eating. You know, we have, you know, we are consuming too many sugary beverages. We're eating too many fast foods, and we're consuming far too much sodium. I'll tell you that that is one thing since I started with the American Heart Association that I am acutely aware of. Sodium is a huge driver into high blood pressure and cholesterol. We've got to watch our amount of sodium intake, but we've also got to eat the right fruits and vegetables. We talk about cooking with color. And I've got, you know, a lot of it starts in the household. It starts with kids. My daughter goes to school in Middletown. She has a wonderful wellness teacher at her school. She came home one day and she said, "Dad, we don't have any color in our diet." And I was like, it was amazing that, you know, that my six-year-old child could identify the fact that we as a family are not eating with enough color. So at every meal now, we're trying to eat enough fruits and enough vegetables. There's also good fats that you can eat. Fish, we need to consume more fish. We got great fish and seafood here in Delaware. We're really lucky as to our location. And there's a lot of resources on this at heart.org. There are a ton of free resources that you can get to watch your nutrition and to really fight the obesity and this all high blood pressure and cholesterol. It all sort of fits together.
Well, before we get to number seven, I'm going to say that heart.org is where you're going to go for more information about everything that we've talked about. That's heart.org. And of course, today we are talking to the American Heart Association of Delaware, the Executive Director, David Morris. I'm Laura Lewis. This is Focus on the Delaware Valley. And if you're just joining us, this show, of course, can be found as a podcast at mix995wjbr.com. Okay, what is number seven?
Great. So, and the seventh and final factor to those, you know, that 80% that you can fight your cardiovascular disease is blood sugar. And again, I talked about the rate of diabetes a little bit earlier here on the program, that so many Americans, an estimated 23 million Americans, or 9% of our country, have diagnosed diabetes. The scary part, though, is that 7.6 Americans, or over 3% of our population, that speaks to Delaware as well, have undiagnosed diabetes. And part of this really is, you know, a big part of this 80% that I keep talking about of how we can cut down our risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke is working with your doctor, knowing your numbers, and being aware of this stuff. Maybe you can't do all seven, but if you can do 5 of the 7 or 3 of the 7 or even 1 of the 7, you can really reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke.
Well, what's the American Heart Association doing towards these? And I know a lot of this can be found on your website. You have everything from cooking tips to suggestions for getting active, et cetera, et cetera. You have a lot of great information there. But so locally, what are you doing? What are some of the programs that you offer? I know you fund research here in the state. Let's do about 5 minutes of that, and then we're going to hit some of the fun things that you do throughout the year that can help support your efforts.
Sure. Thanks, Laura. So there's so much that we do here in Delaware, and I have to tell you that it is really largely driven by our advocates and our volunteers, and I would be remiss if I didn't just say thank you to all of the thousands of Delawareans out there that are supporting our mission and helping create a healthier Delaware. You know, cardiovascular disease, as I said, is the number one cause of death, both here in Delaware and nationwide. And we can't affect change without our volunteers. So I just need to mention that. But what we're doing here in Delaware, and this is with the strength of our volunteers. So first off, we're looking to change policy. So we do a lot of advocacy here in the state of Delaware. You know, when you see calories on a chain restaurant menu here in Delaware, we did that. When you're enjoying smoke-free public places, we did that too. You know, we're the second state in the nation to pass a strong, comprehensive Clean Indoor Air Act. All Delaware high school seniors are learning to practice hands-on CPR because we did that too. We're one of the first states in the nation to have high school seniors learning CPR. In fact, here in Delaware, we have trained nearly 50,000 Delawareans as first responders in CPR. That number is amazing to me. I mean, it's 1 in 20 Delawareans are trained as a first responder. And it goes back to that, you know, women are 3 times less likely to receive care from a bystander. Well, we've got 1 in 20 Delawareans that can do it. However, there's still 19 others that need to be trained, right?
What else? What are some of the programs that you offer through your chapters?
Sure. So we're also leading breakthroughs in science and technology. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the American Heart Association has funded over $4 billion in research for cardiovascular disease and stroke. I'm so proud to say that we have over $1 million in research going on in the first state right now. We awarded over $500,000 in research in right here in Delaware in the last year. It's so exciting to me to have these amazing researchers studying nutrition, stroke response, and cardiovascular response. It's quite amazing. We're also changing systems and transforming healthcare across the state, both here in Delaware and around the world. We're working with hospitals, emergency departments, first responders to provide the best treatment and as timely as possible. For example, our quality systems improvement team works with all the major health systems in the state to provide the most up-to-date care for Delawareans who suffer from cardiovascular disease and stroke. They're participating in and being recognized for their work with our Get the Guidelines programs, which treats stroke, heart failure, coronary artery disease. I mean, we are really lucky to be in Delaware to have such amazing standards of care. We also are working with not just the hospitals, but also the emergency medical technicians and their leaders to provide the best care as fast as possible. I'll say, you know, of particular note, I'm so proud. The emergency management teams in Kent and Sussex counties were just recognized nationally by the American Heart and Stroke Association for their incredible response and procedures regarding cardiovascular event patients. I think this number is amazing. I don't want to throw a ton of numbers out, but this one just jumps out at me so much. The Kent County EMS team in particular, for example, according to the Center for Disease Control, reduced age-related deaths from cardiovascular disease by 41% over a 10-year span. That's 41% of Kent County residents who were at risk of death from cardiovascular disease survived because of their response techniques. It's just amazing to me.
And of course, all of that is through the efforts of the American Heart Association Delaware, and you have to pay the bills. So now, as we're winding things up, you have great events throughout the year. You've got Go Red for Women. That is every
February, May.
The Heart Ball. You do Heart Ball every year, and that's a lovely gala.
Correct. So the Go Red for Women event, as I mentioned, is, you know, really meaningful to us. We raise awareness for that. The Heart Ball is a premier social event here for the state of Delaware. We do these February in Wilmington, and in this year it's June 1st in Sussex County at Dover Downs.
And of course, then you've got the fun one, and it is the Heart Walk. And let's wrap things up here with, tell us about the Heart Walk. There are three ones coming up right away in Wilmington, September 9th at the Riverfront. Talk a little bit about that day and how we get involved.
Sure. So this is our biggest event of the year. We will have well over 3,000 Delawareans participate in this year's Heart Walk on the Riverfront. Registration opens at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, September 9th. There are opening ceremonies at 8:45, where we recognize some of our top sponsors, and that'll be hosted by your colleagues here at WJBR. We're so excited to have a partnership with you guys. But then also, that effort is led by Matt Gooch, who is our Heart Walk chair, and he's the CEO for Health South in Middletown. We will have thousands of Delawareans show up that day. The walk itself begins at 9 a.m. and then followed by post-event activities at 10 a.m. It is going to be a super fun day. We are all superheroes. We're walking to honor, raise awareness, honor the memory of our loved ones. My mom will be there. I mentioned she had a heart attack or, you know, a cardiovascular event earlier. She will be there. It's a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. However, we do have a survivor loop, which is 1 mile. Mom, she's building up her strength. She's gonna, you know, give the 3.1 mile a shot, but if not, she'll certainly do that survivor loop, and we're there for her. But we're also gonna have all kinds of fun events where there will be a band, food, all kinds of kids activities. New this year, we're actually instituting, you know, kids, they think about themselves as superheroes when they're saving lives there. So we are encouraging all the kids to dress up as their favorite superheroes or characters, and we'll do prizes for that. We also have dogs. It's pet friendly. Bring your dogs out. Dress them up if you're so inclined. That could be pretty funny. I do have to tell you, Laura, a quick story. I have a friend who her dog recently suffered a cardiovascular event. It's not just people. Her dog has a pacemaker installed. Her dog will be there. Her dog is a survivor too. So bring the pets out. Bring the family out. It is an incredible cause, and we'd love your support. Please visit heart.org/Wilmington Walk. Sign up, make your gift. Every dollar counts. We're transforming communities. You really will make a difference.
And of course, if you go to heart.org/Wilmington Walk, you can register yourself, register your team, get the family out, bring the pets. It's a wonderful day for all ages, and it's September 9th in Wilmington at the Riverfront. You can find out information about all the other events at heart.org, as well as ways for you to get involved, because you know they always need volunteers, and dollars do matter. Now, here is where I throw you out the door. We're done. Yes, my guest today has been David Morris, the executive director of the American Heart Association in Delaware. And again, heart.org for anything heart and stroke, cardiovascular related, heart.org. If you want to get involved in the great walks coming up, go to heart.org/Wilmington Walk. And of course, if you're just joining us and you want to hear this whole thing all over again, go to mix995wjbr.com for a podcast of this. David, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Laura.
You're always welcome back. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.